Governor Eric Holcomb often brags about the women's prison. He even showed it off to Ivanka Trump when she came to Indianapolis last year. But State Senator J.D. Ford says now that prisoners need his help, Holcomb hasn't acted.
You know, it's kind of offensive that Governor Holcomb swings through and does a photo op, but when we are reaching back to him asking for help, we have not gotten it.
Holcomb declined to comment for this story. The Indiana Department of Correction says things have improved in recent weeks as the prison loosens COVID-19 restrictions. Women are allowed out of their cells for classes and work and for a couple hours each morning and evening. The cottages now have air conditioning in the common rooms, too. But two prison employees spoke with Side Effects on the condition of anonymity, and they're still worried. Doors have to be unlocked manually, one by one. If there were a fire, inmates could die. That new AC, it doesn't reach the cells, and they say the temperature in the cells can be hotter than outside. And to make matters worse, cells don't have running water or toilets. Some inmates have had accidents in their rooms, so many of the women stay dehydrated. Some have even stopped taking important medications that can make them urinate more.
We are supposed to be rehabilitating them, and this is not rehabilitation.
State Representative Carly Macer, like Ford, represents the area where the prison sits. She points out that the women's prison is unique. First of all, the cells in some other prisons have toilets, and female inmates, they have periods, and the supply of pads can be limited.
I want you to even kind of think how that would be for a week.
So Macer says these conditions are humiliating and punitive. If you want to destroy a human being, she says, this is a good way to do it. Jake Harper, Side Effects Public Media.